better understand homelessness in our region, I've been interviewing local folks about what their lives are like. I talked to James Hoffman recently, the day after he left jail with no plan about where he'd live. He was reflective and optimistic.
My name is James David Hoffman, Sr., and also known as Jimbo. I'm 48 years old. I've been homeless for many years. I'm disabled, and I'm hearing impaired. I have a gifted because I have no sign language, and I didn't start talking until I was 12. I had an issue that I was traumatized around 17 years of age. Okay, I lost my first girlfriend, had a baby girl, and they both were killed when the baby was 9 months old. That was right before 18 years old, and that's when I started to go crazy on narcotics. I wanted to die, you know, because back in the days, I couldn't accept for who I am. I'm a very hateful person. I just got released from county jail yesterday. I did 7 months. There's no reason for anybody to be at violent with the anger that we all have. Anger can't be controlled. You know, the tools that we have, you know, we had learned through special violent classes. My favorite one was start signing. And sign language to whoever was in front of me, even though they didn't understand me. Like I said, I could write a book about my life.
Hoffman was arraigned on a probation violation a few weeks after we spoke. I also talked with a young couple, Brandon and Celine, on the day after Celine's not very happy birthday.
We came back after, you know, a day of being out, and all our stuff was gone. It was as if nothing had ever been there.
And we've lost our house in wildfires around here twice in the past, like, 3 or 4 years, and so it was just kind of like the same thing all over again, just, like, starting out with absolutely nothing.
Nothing but what we had on our backs, yeah.
Yep. And so, I mean, I guess we're kind of used to it, but it's still sucks just as much when it happens. She had a lot of, like, artwork that she had been saving from the past, like, years.
As well as photos.
Journals that we'd keep about each other.
How old were you when you lost your houses in the fires in Lake County?
20 and 21.
First time, yeah. Yeah, we were renting a two-bedroom, two-bath house for $650 a month.
One of our neighbors, he actually was one of the only casualties in the first wildfire.
Cállate.
Yeah,
nice memories, yeah.
Unfortunately, he was too attached to his house and stuff, and I haven't thought about him a lot, I guess. Yeah, it just sucks
that was,
imagining
I guess,
what he went through.
Yeah, that was the beginning of us pretty much being homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely wouldn't say that we're depressed at all. I mean,
Everything that happens, you know, leads me to where I am that day and the person that I've become. And for the most part, I'm pretty happy with the person that I am. Just morals and all that stuff I've never lost.
I'm Sarah Reith for KRCB's North Bay Report.